But on the 23rd, Friday, I am thinking about flying down to where Julie is, having dinner there, and then picking them up and flying to Marriage Theater all by helicopter. It has to check the past schedule to see if that works out, but we talked about it last night. And so if you could sort of figure on that, then we'll go and spend the day at Camp David. Second point, I think that it might be a good idea on the 25th, and without again any publicity this time, that might be a good time for us to go on over to Gettysburg Church in Lincoln's, you know, but without publicity this time. So, something that somebody did before. So this time we'll just go. You ought to know a half hour before. Just not say a thing now, but a half hour before we just, so you know, they want to get the choir shaped up and get the adequate seats and so forth, so a half hour before is good. But I think that would be a good idea. I think that day, particularly after the nuns have been in, just go out and show up in some church. Let's see, on our hand-waving exercise, I can't remember the tree cabinet people. Get them all together. Anyone. Sure, just so that at least I don't have to have all three of them together. But let's be damn sure it won't be alone. All right.
I think I really do it Elsa on last three to get that dinner because he called eight and asked for lunch. And he said he was embarrassed to see me, and because I told him it's all very well that he showed up.
Well, for them to know, that you simply don't try to win the middle. We have to realize that otherwise you end up like Goldwater. Goldwater, of course, ended up the way that he did, or you end up like Reagan. Well, it's a different thing. Either Goldwater or Reagan is considered to be one thing they at least our enemies give me credit for. They think I'm smart enough to handle the bastards. They don't think either one of them is. I think that's there.
I said, well, and Dave, no, you can be on the left wing of the conservative spectrum, which you are. They were on the right wing of the conservative spectrum, and they didn't have any particular subtlety and understanding. But you take that October 7th speech, it served their tactical purpose to support you for that, but you cannot win them over permanently.
Never. They were not for us. They're deep down in me. They came on every issue. I don't even name the issue. Back in the Spanish Civil War, every issue, not just one or two. Spanish Civil War, kicking Chiang Kai-shek out of China, Castro, Chimoy Matsu, all of the issues, national defense, they are on 100% of the time. Now, if I can be on 15% or 20% or 25%, because we all may move, but when you're 100% of the time, what does that mean? It means they simply want the United States to lose. They want the communists to win. Not that they're communists, but they're basically leftists. You know what the struggle is? It's the left-right struggle. That's what it's about.
Communists are easier to deal with than these fellows are, because the communists are at least tough and strong.
Yes.
These people have such a vapid mentality.
Well, like Keith, Matthias, Sigmund.
Now, their whole interpretation of the world here, that if we had built 61 new missiles and two new ABM sites during Salt Talk, secretly, the way the Russians have, they'd be climbing up walls. Now that the Russians have done it, everything that happens, they want us to be weak and the Russians to be strong. This is because they don't trust our society. They are very
unsympathetic. They should buy candy in the Cuban Missile Confrontation, didn't they?
No. Oh, no. They stood by it, but it worked. No, I remember Kistyakovsky, the night of his speech. They had a meeting of the Harvard faculty in one of the professor's house, and George Kistyakovsky called me up and he said, for this we will never forget him. And for about 3 or 4 days, Harvard was heading for an uproar.
Really?
But then when it worked, they liked success.
And just like Laos.
Laos
turned out a little better. And frankly, it turned out very well.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think it turned out very well, but if it had turned out visibly better, if Abrams had told us on March 1st that he was getting out, so that you at your March 4th press conference could have said they'll all be out by the end of March, it wouldn't have mattered if we had lost 6 battalions on the way out there.
You know, it's an interesting thing. What shapes these people more than anything else that happened in Vietnam is probably that little stinging incident in Firebase 6.
Yeah.
I'll bet you they read that. They wonder, maybe they are motivated. They're going to make an effort. I think it's gotten more than they think. I just read this. I don't read all of these things, but little bits and pieces. Some of these damn armed people have got something.
Well, Mr. President, if you consider that they hung in there, even in Laos, 3-1 inferiority, for the first 3 weeks, lousy American tactical air support, very often no supplies coming in. And they still hung in there for 6 weeks. They fought well in Laos. And at Firebase 6, where they were fighting on their own terrain, they fought extremely well.
And won. Can I realize they won?
I think that's coming through now, yes. So I had lunch with Ben Bradley, who's just taking a trip around the world.
Yeah.
Well, it's also interesting. He said to me he was back.
I had a note from Bush, sort of a weedy note. I expected it to be, but he had met with the Newsweek editors on February the 5th. No. Sorry, April the 5th. The note was dated April the 5th, 2 days before the speech. Fortunately, I didn't see it. Well, it wouldn't have made a difference anyway. And so the Newsweek editors, to a man, Ben Bradley, are against totally opposed. They think that Laos was a total disaster. Congratulations.
Well, that's not
for me. Maybe Oz Elliott was there.
Elliott, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And then their foreign editor, Christopher, has a son of Bradley's, and he's almost irrational.
Yeah.
But Bradley said that what really shocked him was the press corps in Vietnam.
Did he?
Yeah, he said they're shacked up, they don't leave Saigon, they're making lots of money.
She did,
the Vietnamese girls or the French correspondents, and he says that it's demeaning to go through these press briefings. There was one guy, he said, who had a piece of film which was useless to him unless he could trick the briefer into saying something that would validate the film. But he never told the briefer why he was asking the question, so everyone had to sit for 40 minutes while he was trapping some poor major into making a statement.
Well, then that's, we can't blame the majors and the others.
So I told him,
I'm getting really sick of that.
Why don't you write it? He said, well, we can't. That would cut all our bridges to the other newspapers. It shook him. This week is hysterical on the war. There's no doubt about it, except since the speech.
Christopher.
Since the speech, I pre-read the Newsweek article. They actually do give you more credit than I.
Okay.